This is Mikey Pod, episode 121, parenthetically titled, Where the Hell You Been, Motherfucker? Right. This is Stereolab from their forthcoming album, Chemical Chords. This is called Three Women. Stereolab, you guys. It's a new Stereolab track, and it's Pod Save. I love it. Okay, so yeah, welcome back to the show. And to all you new subscribers, there are like a lot. Like, especially when in terms of my regular subscription, where it's been, or number of subscribers, I guess I should say, I get so much spit in my mouth. Okay, that's much better. I had to swallow. There are a lot of you. So some, tell me who you are. You can email me, mikeypod@gmail.com. You can send me voicemail at some number that'll be in the post. God, I don't even know if it's still active, honestly. Let's see. You guys can call it, and then if you don't get anything, you can tell me to take it down. This would be my second number that expired, 206-202-4175. You can leave voicemail, or you could send me like a voice MP3 or something like that. And yeah, let me know who you are. I would love to know And honestly, if you think that I get lots of email and stuff, you are wrong. I get none. I get maybe one once in a while. Well, and of course, maybe if I did a podcast every now and then. So I have a ton of music to play for you. I wanted to give you a little update about what's going on. I'm living in Jersey City. I think we all knew that because I've been here for almost a year, really. And so I'm doing a show, Theater 1010. I'm musical directing Grand Night for Singing. I've been working for this really cool organization called Making Books Sing, where I go into outer borough schools in lower income neighborhoods. Yeah, which euphemisms can I use here? And work on turning books into musicals with, mostly I've been working with second graders. I worked with probably 12 to 15 classes this year, and it's all winding down. But I was crazy busy for a while there, and the commute to a lot of these places, considering the fact that first I have to get to New York from Jersey, which takes about half an hour and two trains. And I'm not here to complain about that, am I? No, I'm here to share music with you. So anyway, that's what's been going on. Things have been really good, I guess. Lots of train riding. That's the only thing that has really been getting to me. Otherwise, I love the work that I've been doing. So there you go. I've also been on a few podcasts, Bicycle Mark most recently, and there are some who call me Tim by Tim Coromall, who also does the Go Rainbow Radio podcast, and then also on Chillcast with Angie B, and that was kind of a treat. She invited a bunch of podcasters to participate in a collabocast, so I got to do that, and it was fun getting to know her, because she's kind of one of those people, you know, she's like the famous podcasters and stuff. So, yeah. So, I wanted to play her promo, so she just updated it and sent it to me. So, let's do that. Listen, because if you don't know about the Chillcast, well, you're about to. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, this is Angie B., vocalist of Love Spirals and hostess of the Chillcast and the Chillcast Video Edition. Each week, the Chillcast brings you a sophisticated mix of pod-safe electronica, world beat, smooth jazz, and soulful pop music that's just right for chillin'. Plus, weekly music videos, monthly CD contests, extended DJ mixes on holidays, and the occasional artist feature. Plus, many specially cleared artists. Some say I'm the queen of chill, and many say I have the sexiest voice in podcasting, but I'll let you be the judge. So come kick back, relax, let me soothe you and groove you on the Chillcast. Come check it all out at my official site at angieb.com. See you there.
So yeah, that's Angie B. And I'm sure it's several episodes back. It was probably nearly a month ago or more that I did that little collabocast, but it was cool. I say so a lot, I just noticed. Something else for me to be obsessive about not doing in a way that makes me do it more. It's awesome. So let's get on with the music. You wanna? I am from Andy Melton that says, get her done. So I guess that means I should get her done and play some music. Oh, yeah, I'll be appearing here all week. This next track is by Adam Green. It's called Morning After Midnight. Adam Green is the other half of the Moldy Peaches, the other half being Kimya Dawson, who I adore. And Adam Green is pretty damn cool, too. This isn't my favorite track of his, but I wrote the label and discovered that this is the track that they would like podcasters to play. So I don't know. I feel like playing by the rules. And this is a good track, too. It's called Morning After Midnight from his latest album, Sixes and Sevens.
Hey, things won't be strange any day now. They change every day. Hey, things won't be bad all the time now. Bad all the time, but hey now, little lady, this is a tragical sign. It's a sign. Morning after midnight, things don't ever go right. Morning after midnight, hey, bye bye. Not so sad to wake up, but I took the beta. Morning after midnight, what's going on? just what's going down. Oh, modern lover, what's that noise? Ah, it's just you, Johnny, not one of your boys. We say, hey. Hey, things won't be strange any day now. Hey, things won't be bad all the time now. Stay bad all the time. But hey now, little lady, this is a tragical sign. It's a sign, it's a sign.
That was ABC with the very first time. That was like the ABC from the 80s. Like Be Near Me, ABC, Look of Love, Poison Arrow. Yeah, that's their new album. It's actually about half of it is really good. And then the rest of it kind of sucks. But I was really pleasantly surprised with the first half of it because I haven't really liked anything they've done since like 1986. So yeah, and that was a good song. It's poppy and, you know, it's pretty good. So I wanted to play it because I saw it on IOTA today. And it isn't that a great way? I keep saying how pretty good it is. So I'm just happy that it doesn't suck, I think, is really the story. So before that was Through the Night These Days by Jason Collette from the album Here's to Being Here. And of course, before that, Adam Green with Morning After Midnight from Sixes and Sevens. I should point out that Three Women by Stereolab and Morning After Midnight, the first two songs I played, came from the Beggar's Banquet website. You can go and they have tracks that you can download and check out, and all of those are also pod safe. So I told them I would throw that out because I wrote to them this morning. And there you go. So really, it's all about the music from now on. This is a band called Yesayer. I think I played them a few shows ago. This is another track from their album All Our Symbols called Sunrise. Also in this set, you'll hear Tempo Shark and Jupiter One.
Thank you. begins.
Fun.
That was Tempo Shark with, Blame. And I need to thank Nicole at Crunchy Frog Records. She's been so cool about staying in contact with me and sending me stuff, and then I don't play it because I haven't been podcasting for so long. But there, I played Tempo Shark. Yeah. Let me try that again. There, I played Tempo Shark. What's with, like, the saliva? It's got to stop. Before that, Countdown by Jupiter One, provided to me by Ariel, who rocks his house. And before that, Yay Sayer with Sunrise. I was given permission by the band itself, or their label, I can't remember, to play that song or one other one, 2080. I think that's a really good album. I saw them first on Conan O'Brien, I think. And I have to say, I really preferred their live performance, which kind of is surprising because I don't generally think that way. But it was a lot more like supercharged. Supercharged. Let's take it down a notch. You wanna? Yeah. I'm gonna do a little Matmos. This is their new album. It just came out on Matador. And it's gonna be followed with Uma and a little Bon Iver.
Hashem to Ea Alasbay.
A drinker, and his mother cried in bed. Folding John Wayne's t-shirts when the swing set hit his head. The neighbors, they adored him for his humor and his conversation. Look underneath the house there, find the few living things riding fast in their sleep. Oh, the dead. 27 people, even more, they were boys with their cars, summer jobs. Oh my God. Dressed up like a clown for them, with his face painted white and red. And on his best behavior, in a dark room on the bed, he kissed them all. He'd kill 10,000 people with a slide of his hand, running far, running fast to the dead. He took off all their clothes for them. He put a cloth on their lips, quiet hands, quiet kiss on the behavior.
I am really just like him. Look beneath the floorboards for the secrets I have hid.
That is such a good song. I love it. That was Sufjan Stevens, who's on Asthmatic Kitty Records. Actually, I think that's his label, who I got this mysterious DVD in the mail from, Encyclopedia Asthmatica, with a bunch of bands on it, and inspired me to write to them to find out who sent it. And it came from the people that did the graphics. So do you guys listen to this podcast? If you do, thanks. Thanks for sending this. I was watching it today, too, because I found out that Asthmatic Kitty is in favor of their music being played on podcasts, which wins love for me, especially when songs like that. God, John Wayne Gacy Jr. is the name of that track from Come On Feel the Illinois by Sufjan Stevens. The thing about that song is that it totally explains why I'm opposed to things like the death penalty, and that's not why I'm here today. But all of you guys, especially long-term listeners, know that that is something I'm passionate about. And yeah, let's say it like a radio announcer with no emotion at all, shall we? Before that was Uma. It's U_MA with a little umlaut thing on top. You can download their entire album for free, and it's licensed under Creative Commons, which also makes my heart smile. Before that, Matmos with Cloud Hoppers. And Bon Iver's Skinny Love was in there after Uma, before Sufjan Stevens. And that's from the album For Emma Forever Ago. And thanks to Adam at This Boy Elroy for turning me on to those guys, or that guy, Bon Iver. So anyway, that's all the show I've got for you. I've got one more song to play. Jeez, it's almost been an hour. Jeez! So I'm going to leave you with this song. It's the Shanghai Restoration Project. Why am I like, I'm having issues with speaking and saliva today. Sorry. So this is the Shanghai Restoration Project with vocal by Corey Fry. Now, this guy I've seen twice now in the subways. Generally, he's at a... is that weird for me to say where he does this thing? No, it's a public place. The F line at around 14th Street, I think, is where I've seen him both times. His voice is amazing. And what? Sorry, something weird just happened. Anyway, his voice is amazing, and recording does it no justice. I've been trying to get him to do a sound sing tour with me. It'd be so much fun to like travel with him as he does his busking and talk to people who are listening to him and stuff like that. Record it all, make a podcast out of it. But I'm getting the sense that he doesn't want to do that because he'll talk to me on MySpace until I bring that up, and then I don't hear from him anymore. So now it's time for you guys to do it. I'll put a link to his MySpace in my show notes. So this is called Call Me Home, and it's the last thing you're going to hear from me on this show. You can email me, MikeyPod@gmail.com. MikeyPod.com is the website, and here's the song. Okay.
When you're always on the run, life can't be much fun, yet the running never ends. You never seem to turn the corner, almost back where you began. You're curious like a child,
you need a place to stay. Yeah.